But the people who stayed at the house, the bed and breakfast that my mother ran, were mostly what she called Dublin drivers. They were men coming out of Dublin, driving these huge lorries with goods from televisions to chocolates to signage to lots of different things. And they were the people mostly who stayed in the house, the
and
drivers.
They were bringing goods down to Cork and then going, or they're just transporting stuff back and forth?
Yeah, they'd come down on deliveries. So I remember we had Bush Television, and the man who that was called Barney from Bush Television. And I remember he had a bald head and big bushy hair at the side, and I thought that's why he was working for Bush Television. And we had Gaylight Signs, they stayed with us, and we had a man from Nestle Chocolates. And at that time there was a lovely confectioners called Milroy Sweets. They used to do macaroon bars and calypso bars, and they used to give us bags of the sweets, so you'd be very popular with the other kids. And my mother, with her sense of humour, used to call them after the company. So she'd say, oh, Mr. Bush and Mr. We had Lamb's Jams, oh, Mr. Lamb, and, you know, for the crack. And the man who drove for Milroy's Sweets, she used to call him Mr. Milroy, and he really enjoyed that.
That's very funny. If it was just her particular way of making them feel at home, I suppose.
Yeah, and having a bit of a crack with them. But the joke was, while the other lads all knew that it was a joke, this man was delighted to be called Mr. Milroy. He was so delighted with himself. And he had a young lad with him in the van called Andy. And Andy was only a young boy at the time, but we stayed very good friends with him. And when he got married, he came to Cork for his honeymoon, and they stayed in the house, which was lovely. And then years later, we had our first dog, and we were trying to come up with a name for the dog. And he happened to be in Cork, and he called in to see us. And we were reminiscing about the old days and Mr. Milroy. And we like to think that Milroy lifted his head up at that point. And he said, what about calling him Milroy? So we had this famous dog called Milroy as well,
very
named
cute,
after the old days.
Great.
Yeah. And there was could I tell you another point about it? I was just telling a friend yesterday that there was another guest house up the road from us. It was a hairdresser with the guest house as well, and where they would the drivers would get one rasher, one sausage, one egg. My mother would give them three rashers, three sausages, two eggs. But we had an interesting experience happen one night. There was a knock on the door, and I answered it as a small child, and there was this African man standing there. And he said, is your mum at home? Could I speak to her? And I said, yes, of course. So I went and got my mother. She came out, and she brought the man in. And it turned out that he was over from Africa, I think he was living in London and had come to Cork. And nobody in Cork would give him bed and breakfast. He did the whole length of Cork, and no one would put him up. And he ended up at Fitzgerald's, and the woman said, well, I won't take you in, but I know a woman who probably will. And that was my mother. And not only was he brought in, but he was brought into the front room where the family were, big blazing fire and Saturday dinner, and sat down at the table and welcomed as a family member. And
this was because she lived in Africa, I presume, and she'd have a broader understanding of the world, I suppose.
Yeah, very cosmopolitan outlook. And my dad was the same. My dad was in the Merchant Navy during the war, and they'd all travelled and met different people, and completely different outlook from a very narrow-minded Irish view at that time. And I remember him sitting at the table with us, and Doc Tari, which was a programme at the time, came on, and he was explaining all about Africa and the bush and the scorpions, and it was just fascinating. So I think that's a kind of a poignant story, in the sense it just shows you how much Ireland has moved on and has changed, you know.
Yeah.